Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is I, your host, Evangelist Vaughn Dumas, and we're coming talking to you about power today, power Christianity today. Hallelujah. Well, our scripture is coming today from the book of Isaiah, and we're reading in Isaiah. It's going to be chapter 43, I do apologize, 42, starting at verse 18. It says, "Hear, you deaf, look, you blind, and see. Who is blind but my servant, and deaf like the messenger I sent? Who is blind like the one committed to me, blind like the servant of the Lord? You have seen many things, but have paid no attention. Your ears are open, but you hear nothing. It pleased the Lord, for the sake of his righteousness, to make his law great and glorious. For this is a people plundered and looted. All of them trapped in pits are hidden away in prison. They have become plunder with no one to rescue them. They have been made loot with no one to say, send them back. Which of you will listen to this or pay close attention in times to come? Who handed Jacob over to become loot and Israel to the plunderers? Was it not the Lord against whom we have sinned? But they would not follow his ways and did not obey his law. So he poured out on them his burning anger, the violence of war. It enveloped them in flames, yet they did not understand. It consumed them, but they did not take it to heart." Hallelujah. Isaiah 42, verse 18 through 26. Hallelujah. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, may we take each and every word that is given to us tonight directly from you, from your heart, and may we use your word. May we do something with the word. May we not stir up anger in your heart. We ask you to receive our praise, receive our joy, receive all of the things that we come to you right now just wanting to just show you how much we're thankful for you, Jesus. We're just thankful for making it through another day. Receive our thanksgiving, dear Father. All around this country, all around creation, I just want to thank you right now for all of those who just haven't taken out time today for whatever reason to thank you. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for those. I want to thank you, Jesus, for just being with us and around us like the walls around Jerusalem. And I ask you to forgive us for our sins. As we learn and practice on forgiving those who do things against us, Jesus. I thank you for your patience with us. I thank you for your comforting word, your comforting arms. I thank you, dear Father, for just setting us free. I thank you, dear Father, for just giving us new mercies every day, your protection on our jobs and our homes, in our country. We ask blessings over all the soldiers, people that are out fighting wars where we're sitting comfortable in our homes. Oh, dear Father, we ask protection around them right now, over their minds, over their troops, over their travels, over their vehicles, right now in the name of Jesus, like no one else can. Give them peace beyond understanding, dear Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. We praise you for their safety. We worship you, Jesus, because you are so worthy. Let them know that you're with them, regardless of where they are, that you're with them. And that you're never going to leave them. You're never going to turn your back on them. They're never out there alone. You're always there with them. And you have angels camped out all around them. And that you hear their prayers. And that you hear their cries. And you hear their families as they're calling out their names in prayers. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for comforting hearts, being with those in bereavement. Hallelujah. And I ask that I may decrease. We invite you to increase in our lives. Give us your power. Give us your authority and your understanding of your powerful word. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, we're here tonight. Again, I just thank God. I just love the anointing. I thank you, Father, for just allowing us to feel your anointing one more time. Just don't ever want to take the anointing for granted. I just thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So you out there in Radio Land, do you have your sword? Do you have your pen? Do you have your paper? Are you prepared and ready to take your notes to get you through? And then we, of course, just give the word to someone else. Share the word. Have you ever noticed that? Sometimes people try to make religion out of power. It seems as though everyone in the world is fighting for one type of power or another. A good example is political power. We all can witness that. I shudder to think how many lies have been told and wars fought for political power. Powermongers don't differ too much from wars to boardrooms. They're looking for power. Most of them are out there the power to sway or either control other people. It's the reason that they're so hungry for the power. It may be someone on your job that you know that is the same way. They do anything and say anything that they can or think for power. And the power is just to control someone. It's a sad commentary that, you know, those kind of battles for control occurs even in the church all around the world. I don't know about you, but that's not the kind of power I'm after. I don't want to settle for Satan's second best. Yeah, that's how I called it. It's Satan's second best. I don't want to settle for that. I'm not interested in counterfeit power or the kind that comes from controlling people. I'm interested in the power that of God. The power of God. There's no better way said. But the power of God is what I'm interested in. You see, some people want power for religion. They want religion as their power. I'm interested in a religion, but of power. Of power. There's a lot of religions on earth today. And the goal of some of them is to gain power. There's only one that is a religion of power. And I came to talk to you about that tonight. The only one that is a religion of power and not to gain power, and that's Christianity. It's honoring. Christianity is honoring. It's serving Jesus, the anointed one. Now, that's a religion of power. When your religion is serving someone else, it's honoring someone else. It's not to be in control of someone, but it's just the opposite. We're serving the anointed one. That's the religion of power, Christianity. Let's go deeper. You know, one of the things I love about Jesus is that time begins and ends with him. Have you ever thought about that? All time is recorded by his birth and his death, B.C. and A.D. See, time doesn't revolve around Muhammad. Time doesn't revolve around Buddha. They aren't the first, and they aren't the last. Those boys are dead. But Jesus is alive. Now that's power. That's power. Are you tired of getting beat up? Are you just tired of getting sick? Are you tired of being poor? It's something in your life right now that you've got to be just fed up with. It may be that you're tired of the devil just destroying you in the same way over and over and again. Whatever it is, let me just tell you a way to get yourself released of some of that. You got to tap into God's power. Tap into Jesus. Tap into the power of Christianity. Jesus preached a message of power. He didn't miss his words about it either. During his first sermon, he stood up and said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Hallelujah. He didn't miss his words about it. That's Luke 4:18-19. I don't know what kind of sermons you usually hear, but that's a message of power. See, Jesus wasn't some mealy-mouthed preacher who didn't quite know what to do with the sick. He wasn't a preacher who didn't know what to do with the lame or the blind and the brokenhearted. Because from the first words to the last, Christianity is a message of power. Who else can claim? As in Romans 8:31, it said, if God be for you, who can be against you? Who else can claim that? Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon is formed against thee that shall prosper. Who else can claim that? Hallelujah. Who else but God? Matthew 21:21, it says, if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, who else can claim that? Can Buddha make the claims of that? Can Muhammad make the claims of that? Who else can claim that? But the powerful words of Jesus Christ. There's power in Christianity. Hallelujah. So that's why we serve God. Let's still go a little deeper. Notice that he didn't say, you know, let's tiptoe, but he just tells you just like it is. He said, this is my word. You don't have to change it. You don't have to take anything away from it. You don't have to add anything to it. This is the word of God. This is a message of power. Loosely translated, it means mounting whatever your mountain may be in your way. It says, get yourself up and just throw yourself into the sea. Move out of my way. Again, Christianity is a religion of power because it is a message of power. That's why you didn't need bother talking about, you don't have to talk about gloom and despair and agony every day of your life. I know the devil is depressed. Why? It's because you got up this morning. You got up with God on your mind. You got up with thanksgiving in your mouth. You got up with love in your heart and worship and praise all about you. So I know the devil is depressed. Good job. Keep doing what you're doing. Hallelujah. I wake up each morning ready to stomp on the devil, ready to put him in his place. Because I have the authority given to me by whom? My Father, Jesus Christ. And I have my Father's message of power. Hallelujah. And I'm going to speak it. I'm going to live it every day of my life. Have you ever thought about the power of salvation? Let's talk about it for a moment, shall we? One definition of power is the ability, just simply the ability. Now, whether physical, mental, or moral,
but the ability to act. The Apostle Paul understood about power Christianity. According to Paul, the power of God always does something. The power of God always does something. It takes action. Let's look at what Paul has to say about it in Romans 1:16. Romans 16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth." That word believeth is a word that you may be surprised of how many of us get hung up on. We read it, we talk it, we sing songs about it, we even sing it, we entertain each other with it. But it's hard for us to truly believe it. First of all, Paul wasn't what? Ashamed. Now that's a bold, powerful statement right there. Paul wasn't ashamed. He wasn't ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Remember, Christ isn't Jesus' last name. Correctly translated, that verse says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." The burden remover, yoke destroying power of God. For it is the power of God unto salvation. The gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation. What else can you do? Where else can you go and get a promise like that? Not in the war room, not in the board room, not from Muhammad, not from Buddha. There's only one place, and that's at the cross. Again, our gospel is power Christianity. When I tell people about Jesus, I don't tell them the Baptist way or the Catholic way or the Church of Christ way. I ask them the same thing that I'm asking you right now. Are you tired of getting beat up? I tell them about the power of God. I can assure you that God always backs his word. He'll give you a message, and he'll also give you a manifestation, a visitation of his victorious energy. Paul had a visitation of victorious energy when he was in prison. You remember? He knew he was on the winning side no matter how things looked. And oh, it looked very bad for him. Right now, it may be looking very bad for you or I right now. But do you believe? Are you expecting your visitation of victorious energy? Are you expecting, living with a spirit of expectancy, not about what you're feeling right now or what you see around you? But things were looking pretty bad for Paul. Yet Paul was singing the thing. He was singing praise. He kept a song in his heart, a song rolling over his lips of praise. Praise your way through that thing. Just praise until something happens. Just worship until something happens. Just keep on helping others until something happens. Look amongst yourself. There's so many of us that need you. They need to know what it is that you have inside of you that has kept you going for as long as you have. Keep on praising. Keep on living a pleasing life until something happens in your life. You shouldn't go around telling everyone about how down you are and all of the things. They should be shocked to know that you're living with such things in your mind, in your heart. They should be shocked to know that your body is deteriorating on the inside. Why? Because you're still strong. Because you're still carrying a smile. Because you're still out here trying to help someone else. Because you're still living in the victorious power of Jesus Christ, and you're giving the word to others, and you're just leading others to Christ. Because his word is more powerful than what is inside of you. So whom shall you fear? Well, God on your side? What can you fear? Tell that mountain, it must remove thyself from thee. That's what Paul had to do. He kept the praise in his mouth. Hallelujah. He knew something that most of the church had forgotten. He knew that God's word would not return to him void. He knew that God cannot lie. I tell you something. He knew about God's power. Ask God to reveal himself to you. God, I want your power. Reveal your power to me. Reveal your power, your wonder-working power, your power that would ease my troubled mind right now. I don't want to be worried. Ease my troubled mind with your power. Hallelujah. And when it happened, God's power, it blew every prison door off of its hinges. It knocked every door down. Why did it happen? Again, because Christianity is a gift of power. Will you open up your hands and receive that gift right now? The gift of power. He has a gift for you right now. Now, I don't know how bad things look for you. Again, maybe you're scheduled for something in the morning. You may be going to court, but like Paul, you can walk out a free man. You can walk out a free woman, whatever it is. Whatever it is. I ask you right now to just open up your hand. Open your right hand and just receive God's power. God has power that he's placing in your hand right now. So look there in your right hand. Can you see your power? Can you see the power that the God has given you as a gift? I'm going to ask you now, open your left hand. Open your left hand. And I want you to see yourself receiving the overflow of power from the right hand. His power is the roots that create the fruit in your life. That's going to give you what it is that you need. See yourself receiving so much power that your left hand is receiving the overflow. Your power, that's what he has for you. It's your personal gift. It never runs out. He has enough to go around. He's not running short of any power. He has enough just for you. Will you receive it today? Will you receive it? Will you walk out of your prison as a free woman right now today? Christianity is different from Buddhism. It's different from Islam. It's different from any other religion on earth. What is the difference, you may ask? And the answer is the power. It's the power that comes with Christianity that separates us. See, when China invaded Tibet, Buddha didn't call fire down from heaven. Hallelujah. There was no help in time of need. Buddha has never ordained a Red Sea crossing. He's never even parted the Jordan River. Buddha has never did any of that. Muhammad has never fed his followers manna from heaven. Are you following me? I just want to show you some of the difference here. He's never raised anyone from the dead.
But Christianity is different. It's more than just the power of deity. Jesus has a people of power. Let's look at Acts 10 and 38 reads, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. For what? For God was with him. Hallelujah. God is with you. God is still with you. The same authority that God bestowed upon Jesus Christ, he has given you that same authority. Will you receive his authority? To walk right, to walk in his righteousness. Do you believe it? Let's look at John 14 and 12. It tells us very clearly. It says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Let's just read it one more time. Again, we're in the New Testament. We're looking at John 14 and 12. It says, verily, verily, I say unto you. Feel free to put your name in there. He that believeth on me. Say your name, Judy, if you believeth on me. The works that I do. The works that I do. This is Jesus talking. It shall be done by you also. And even greater works than these shall be done, because I go to my Father. Even greater works will be done. How will even greater works be done, you may ask? Well, let's go through this. So the answer is, first, you understand what this says. It's saying that we've been given the power of God, the same power that God gave to Jesus. We not only have the power, but here's how the greater works. We now have television. We have satellites. We have all kinds of technology. We have radio, DVDs, CDs. We even have the printed word. Now, we can preach to more people in 1 week. Are you hearing me? In 1 week. We have technology that we can preach to more people in 1 week than Jesus did in his entire ministry. Wow. So that may bring the question to your mind then, as for why the world is in such a mess and why most churches are powerless when we've been given the power. Why are our churches still powerless when we've been given the power? Well, the answer is simple. The gospel is not the power of God to every man. Every man looks at it different. The gospel is not the power of God to every man. Look again at Romans 1:16. It says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. So there we go. It's to everyone that believeth. The gospel is the power of God, not to every man, but to those who believe. Not to those who say that they believe, but to those who truly believe. There is a condition required to obtain the power of God. There is a condition to obtain the power of God, and it is, you must believe. And during our trials and tribulations and all the things that we see going on around us as we live here in this flesh that covers our bones, it's so hard for us to believe. We get so disappointed in so many different areas of our lives that it's just hard for us to just believe that we have something inside of us, that we have a gift from God, that we can play such an important part, that we can accept the authority to make changes in our lives. And we say, well, I'm speaking these things, and I know I'm praying over my loved ones, and I don't see a change. And so we get confused, and we don't wait it out. Remember we talked about? We cannot, like Elijah, he was sending his servant back to check for the rain, sent him seven times to check for the rain because he believed that, oh, yes, I have now said, I know what God's word said about it. Remember, those is how we get our prayers. We pray the prayers, and God always answers those prayers. We just have to search the word and see, what does God say he would do in your situation? And just like Elijah, then we start praying those prayers. God, you said that if everyone hardened their hearts against you, you will close up the heavens and will not allow it to rain. Whatever it is in your situation, we have to continue to believe. We have to continue to go to him daily, fall on our face. God, get me right with you. I want to be able to believe. Teach me to believe. See, first, a lot of people know about the gospel, but they just don't believe it. There are people all over the world who call themselves Christians, but are at loss. They're just lost as anything. They don't know God, but they call themselves Christians. But they don't know God. They know about God, but that's a big difference. They know about God. It's just like many people that know about God. You know, only thing they know to do, they know how to say maybe Hail Marys, maybe the act of contrition. But people who don't really know God, they don't know how God thinks. I know Jesus wouldn't do anything for me. Surely he won't turn his mother against his mother. That's the way a lot of people think. Maybe he won't do it for me. Maybe I can go to my priest and get my priest to talk to him. And maybe then he'll do it for the priest. But if nothing else, I know if I say my Hail Mary, I know he won't turn against his mother. So they spend all of their time, and they get consumed with just talking to his mother, not talking to him. So they said, if I could just get Mary to pray for me, I know God will listen. If I can just get Mary to pray for me. You know, I'm not saying anything against Mary. Let's get that straight. I think she's one of the greatest women who's ever walked this earth. So I'm not saying anything against her. But I think if she could talk to you right now, she would tell you to pray just like Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Pray to the Father and in his name. Pray to the Father in his name. Hallelujah. That's what I think Mary would say today if she was there. Yet people all over the world are laying their prayers, burdens on Mary. The Bible never once recorded Jesus begging Mary to pray. Some people may say, you know, those Catholics believe in Mary too much. Well, you want to know what I say about that? Catholics probably don't believe in Mary any more than Pentecostals believe in Paul. Let's get that out of the way now. Now, I love Paul, but Paul, Mary, and all the others, they're just examples. But Jesus is our Lord. Jesus is our Lord. And we can't forget that. We can't get carried away and forget that throughout whatever it is, all of the examples, they're just that, examples. But Jesus is our Lord. Jesus is the one that we should be following. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to close tonight for the sake of time, and we'll pick right back up tomorrow as we complete the power of Christianity. Now, I beg of you to take what it is that you've heard today and use it in your life. Start speaking with power. So, well, God, I'm trying something else. I'm wanting to be closer to you. I'm wanting to believe. I'm wanting to grow with you. So I'm gonna speak your power. And I'm going to start reminding myself that I must believe. I'm going to start reminding myself that it's not about what's in front of me. But if I really want to see a difference in my life, I need some power. I need him to put his super on top of my natural. And I need to do that. I need to get in the Word. And I need to lay on my face and talk to you. And I need to find out, what do you think about certain things? How do you respond to this? So once I find your Word, once I find how you respond, then I know how to pray the prayer that I'm looking for to set me free. I would then know how to pray the prayer that will bring me my deliverance. I first need to know how you think of this. Hallelujah. God has the power for you. God bless you. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I ask you to repeat after me. Lord, come into my heart. I invite you right now to come and just take a permanent spot in my life. You be the controller of what I think, of what I see, of what I'm allowed to hear. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I believe, God, that you gave your only son and that he died on the cross. He gave his life for me. He shed his blood that it would cover my sins, that where you are, I may be also. And I believe you and I love you. I pray this prayer in your name. Amen. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and we love you more. This is Evangelist Von Dumas. I'm signing off from Tri-Anointed Ministries. You can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. I will see you here tomorrow night, same time, in prayer. And remember, I love you. But the most important thing, God loves you more. Good night.